This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Fourth and final hour. Man, this day is just zooming on by. Zooming. Kevin Markwood, age 20. He is the fan that fell at the PNC ballpark in Pittsburgh
last
week.
Please tell me he's doing better.
He's now walking.
Thank God.
So we heard yesterday that he was awake and alert and talking. Now today he's walking.
Mm-hmm. Took his first steps. He does have a broken neck, a broken back, and a broken collarbone.
He's going to be in a truss for a while.
A neck, back, and collarbone?
Mm-hmm.
Look, if he's up walking and he knows his name and like what forks and spoons are used for, that is way more than we all thought was going to happen at the time.
He's lucky he's not paralyzed from the neck down.
He's lucky he's not dead.
Yeah. How is that not a TBI?
Sam, I do not know.
You fall 21 feet and you land on your head.
He probably suffered a TBI as well.
I'm sure he did. I bet he had a concussion. Nearly half of dog owners say their pet has a meal ritual, and some of them are apparently pretty extreme. That is according to a survey of 2,000 dog owners. That's a pretty decent sizable amount, which found 44% of dog owners say their pet performs a precise routine or behavior at mealtime, from whining or barking, 21%, jumping up and down, also 21%, doing a little dance, 21%.
A little dance.
And wiggling their backside.
The chicken banana dance?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken banana. Chicken banana.
That was dance party in the newsroom.
We have Barb do her entire slew of tricks before she gets her dinner.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that your dog's name is Barb?
That's correct.
That's phenomenal.
Her name is Barb.
By the way,
for Barbie.
There seems to be a movement afoot of people naming their dogs more traditionally human names.
Oh, yeah. I had a neighbor who named their dog Doug. It was hilarious.
My niece, she has a dog. They just got a dog about a year ago. His name is Christopher.
She came from the shelter named Barbie, and it became very clear to us that that was not her original name, because when we first got her, she did not respond to it at all.
14% of dog owners say they let their dog sit and eat at the kitchen table.
Come on.
14%.
No way.
Okay, speaking of names, probably going to have to be our age or older, sorry, Sam, to remember the name Tina Louise. After 98 episodes of Gilligan's Island, Tina Louise would prefer to not talk about Ginger, her 1960s character. In fact, she can barely utter the name of the program. She refers to it as GI or, quote, the series. Yes, Tina Louise is very much still alive. She is a tutor in Lower Manhattan. Let me ask you this. Did anyone from Gilligan's Island go on to do anything else? Or were they so tight? It didn't run that long.
It was only on for three seasons. I believe 1961 to 64, if I'm not mistaken. Man, she was
hot. She was gorgeous. Okay, I just said the same thing. I looked her up. She was stunning.
Yeah, she was.
How old was she when she was Ginger?
She would have been...
the movie star.
She was born in 34, so she would have been in her late 20s.
Why does she hate that role so much?
And by the way, can we talk about that for a second? I despise, with a passion uncontested, people who get famous for being somebody, right, in theater or in the movies or in television or whatever, and then they don't want to talk about it. I remember when, who was the was it Klingler on MASH?
Yeah, said he came on the program, said he doesn't want to talk about MASH.
Years ago, I'll never forget this. I was just a buck reporter at KMBZ, and at the time, we also had KCMO Radio, okay? We were over at the old building in Westwood. And I remember Jamie Farr, I believe is his name. Jamie Farr came in to do an interview with Mike Murphy. May God bless him. And Jamie Farr was doing a residency over at the New Theater Restaurant. And Jamie Farr comes into Mike Murphy's studio, and my cute little newsroom cubicle was right outside of Mike Murphy's studio door. And so here comes Jamie Farr. He's walking in, and Mike Murphy, and they sit down, and I'm listening to the interview out in the newsroom, and Mike Murphy starts talking to him about MASH. And Jamie Farr says, on the air, I'm not here to talk about Klingler. I don't want to talk about MASH.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, so
it's
Mike,
been done.
Mike Murphy's like, whatever. And so Murphy was one of the greats. He was one of the greats. And Murphy just keeps asking Jamie Farr about MASH.
Yeah.
And Jamie Farr keeps saying, I don't want to talk about MASH. I don't want to talk about Klingler. I don't want to talk about Alan Alda, any of those guys. Mike Murphy says, everybody knows you as Klingler. If you don't want to talk about MASH, get the hell out of my studio.
Right.
Next thing I know, the door opens. This interview lasted about a minute, 30 seconds.
Out he goes.
And out walks Jamie Farr, and he just walked. And Murphy was right. You are famous for, we'll get to your new theater restaurant here in a minute.
I've seen him down there. He's incredible.
But I mean, it's like when we had Hanson in here. We told Hanson when they wanted to come in and do an interview because they were in town to do a show.
We're going
to
ask about Mbop.
We didn't just say we were going to ask about Mbop. We told them, we'll do the interview if you perform Mbop.
Tina Louise insisted the show did not make the cast rich. She has previously told Forbes that she never received residuals.
Well, that's on you.
Nobody was getting them at the time. Nobody. I read somewhere that co-star Don Wells was able to get something through a lawyer, but that's just what I read. I don't remember. We never did. The people that owned it earned a lot of money. I'm just amazed it's still on. So she left Hollywood, I believe. She went on to teach children how to read. She went on to become an educator.
Good.
Is that to suggest that maybe the set wasn't the greatest place to be?
Well, I mean, have you ever seen them all sitting on the bar stools in the, quote, lagoon? The lagoon was not some huge lake or pond or body of water from which they couldn't escape. It was, there's a iconic photo of the cast members, the staff, all on bar stools, and the lagoon is like 6 inches.
Well, I mean, listen, for her
studio.
For her to complain about not getting anything, first of all, being on Gilligan's Island basically made her a household name. And I'm looking through her filmography right now. She averaged almost a movie a year.
Oh, okay.
She did just fine. Now, granted, none of these are, you know, really, really big name movies, but I'm sure she got paid.
But it's almost like the artist who skyrocketed in popularity because of one particular song.
And then doesn't want to play it.
I went and saw my favorite country artist, Tyler Childers, and he didn't play his biggest hit because he's a born-again Christian and doesn't believe in the message in his biggest hit. I was pretty upset about it. But like Billy Joel, we saw him at Kaufman, and he sat down behind that piano.
Like this.
And there were multiple times that he said, you know, I really hate this song, but for whatever reason, you guys love it.
Here we are.
Playing the song.
This reveals a little bit into the history and the inside baseball of Hollywood and TV production from the 60s when Gilligan's Island was produced. And these people weren't making much money. Gilligan's Island didn't really become a thing until
it was in syndication.
In syndication. By the way, Dan, she is the only surviving cast member. She's it.
I believe that.
She is the only surviving cast member.
And it infused itself into our culture. That doesn't mean, and they became famous, but that doesn't mean that they got a career out of it.
No, but she could have easily gone on to do Comic-Cons and, I mean, at some of those Comic Cons, they're charging $500 for a photograph.
I know.
I mean, it's insane. By the way, her TV career was even more pronounced. She was on Dallas for 2 seasons.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She was on, of course, Gilligan's Island. By the way, Gilligan's Island was 1964 to 67. I was off a little bit. She, and granted, these were not long. These were all just, you know, one episode only. But she was on Kojak. She was on Dallas for 5 episodes over 2 seasons. The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Chips, Knight Rider, Santa Barbara, Simon and Simon, Married with Children, Roseanne and L.A. Heat. It's not like she was looking for work. But, you know, it reminds me, and I've never seen them in concert, so don't hold me to this, but I've always heard this rumor and read about it, that Simple Minds refuses to play Don't You Forget About Me at concert.
You want to guess how much
play
the Gilligan's
the hits.
Island cast members made per episode?
$500.
It's a little more than that, but not much.
$700.
$1,500 an episode. Back then, that's not terrible money.
No, that was pretty good. And keep in mind, back then, seasons were usually about 30 episodes long.
And it wasn't for another, what, 30 years until the Friends cast got together and
yep.
demanded higher money?
As a group.
Well, but
things changed.
Well, but the Friends cast by the it was season 3. It was going into season 3. The show was a number one hit. And they found out that certain cast members were paid more than others. David Schwimmer, Courtney Cox, and I believe Jennifer Aniston were the higher paid actors, and the other three were not. And they banded together almost like a little mini union.
No, they wanted $1 million an episode.
And they said, everybody gets paid the same, and everybody gets the same amount of screen time within reason.
But back in 1964, they probably weren't even thinking about that kind of stuff. They're just happy to be employed for this little dinky little TV show about these people that are on a boat.
Somehow able to create radios out of coconuts.
Right. Goofy.
That's
stuff,
how all
you know?
Radios were created.
913-586-7798.
That's what y'all do every day here.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
By the way, the pilot, I did way too much of a deep dive on Gilligan's Island during the break. The pilot episode was different than what the show turned out to be. There was no professor. The only characters that made it through the pilot were Gilligan, the skipper, and the Howls.
Really?
Yes. The professor,
Marianne,
and Ginger were not originally cast. They were, by the way, in the pilot, what would later become the professor character, and it wasn't portrayed by Russell Johnson. He was a high school teacher, and didn't go by the name of the professor. And then the other two, Ginger and Marianne, by the way, didn't go by the name Ginger and Marianne in the pilot. Mm-hmm. They were one was a secretary and one worked with. They worked together, and one of them was a secretary.
Right. And you have clogged your brain with this knowledge for what purpose?
The pilot did not air before the first episode of Gilligan's Island. In fact, it would be 29 years after Gilligan's Island that the pilot was first shown on TBS. It would be almost 30 years later, after Gilligan's Island was off the air, that the pilot aired.
Add that to all of the other useless knowledge.
Right.
We carry up in our heads.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear this anywhere else.
Hair metal.
You won't hear that anywhere else, maybe for a reason. As the long-delayed real ID requirement finally takes effect tomorrow, Americans are flooding DMV offices across the country as they try to comply with the new federal standards for identification required for domestic air travel. The Real ID Act, passed by Congress 20 years ago, following recommendations from the 9/11 Commission, has seen multiple deadline extensions over the years.
Proposed 23 years ago.
However, the May 7th, 2025 deadline, which is tomorrow, stands firm. Travelers without a Real ID compliant driver's license will need a passport if they want to get on a flight.
Wait a minute, Sam, help me. I read today you can still fly, but it might be more of a pain or it might cost you more.
So they have said anyway that they're going to give some leeway. So while the deadline is going into effect, it's happening. They have said that if you don't have the Real ID and you booked a flight on May 8th or May 9th, that they will give you a little bit more hassle, but they will likely still allow you to fly. If you have a flight booked for May 8th or May 9th and you're at the DMV today to try to get your Real ID,
good luck.
You're dumb.
Well, I don't want to say you're dumb.
You've known about it for 20 years.
Well, people have not known about it for 20 years.
Yes, they have.
And now everyone is scrambling at the same time. You know, I don't, you know, Scott disparaged some of our friends in one town earlier, and now you are trying to disparage some of our friends in another town. I am just here to say that the lines are long, and if you happen to be in, I believe it was Gardner today, there were more than 100 people standing in line to get their Real ID.
The people I disparage live so far away they can't even hear this radio station.
Just saying.
Unless they listen online.
I will say, though,
and
that
I don't think they know how to get on the internet.
Are we?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe you just said that.
I mean, they don't have access to it, so.
And even if they did.
You know what? I am not going to take part in this. I'm not. You just keep digging that hole.
But in all seriousness, most people aren't flying in the next week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months. So why are we all freaking out going to the DMV right now? You're not going to be in violation of the law on May 8th if you don't have a Real ID. In fact, in many states, you never have to get the Real ID as long as you don't want to fly and don't want to go into a federal building.
And it's only some federal buildings, by the way. But I would also point out that as long as I can remember going in and getting my driver's license renewed, I have been asked every single time, at least for the last 10 or more years, would you like to get the Real ID?
Yeah.
They literally ask you that.
Well, why would you say no?
I don't know.
Improper paperwork.
Oh, you have to fill out more paperwork?
So you either have to have your passport with you or
I did on my last time in.
Or you need 17 other pieces of paperwork.
You guys are going to crack up. I just got my driver's license. I don't know.
Let me see if it's a Real ID.
It was right before I just What's assumed. Just a minute. Sam? I just assumed.
It just says Dana. She's like Cher and Madonna.
Because Dana, question mark.
All of the signs inside. Shut up, Sam. All of the signs inside of the driver's license bureau said, real ID. You got to get your real ID. I assumed when I went in there to get my updated driver's license, this was a real ID. They didn't ask me, do you want the real ID?
Let me see.
I just renewed my license. Oh, you'd better tell me that's a real ID.
Oh, we're going with that name now.
Are you kidding me? Is that a real ID or not?
That star in the corner means that it's a real ID.
Oh my God, you scared me for a minute. I thought I was going to have to go back. Yeah, I didn't tell them I wanted a real ID.
It has to have the star in the top right corner.
Well, that's just stupid.
And so if you don't have a valid passport, you need to bring in like 18 other pieces. It's actually only six other pieces.
I keep all of my other IDs because sometimes I have things with different names on them and people don't understand why. And I've got to show the lineage.
Well, we know why. And so does everybody else in this town.
You never know when you're going to need it. But if anyone ever broke into my house, they might think I was in witness protection.
Because of all the different documents with different names on them?
My own lawyer screwed up my name in court papers recently.
Well, Dana, it's kind of a potluck.
You might want to change line B, subsection 2.
Were they consistent all the way through, or no. Did they hop around names?
We went with the...
Spun the wheel, Sam.
We went with the 1999 name. Then we went with the 2015 name. Then the 2025
you
know name.
I will take flack from anyone but you.
Why?
Oh, my God.
I've never changed my name.
Your track record's worse than mine.
It's my track record is not good. I've got a bad picker. Until recently. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to wrap it up on this real ID fiasco. Somebody says, I just left the Lexington DMV. All you need to get an ID, a real ID, is a birth certificate or a passport and a piece of mail with your address. I wouldn't have a clue where to find my birth certificate.
What about your current ID that you already have that just isn't the real ID? That should be one form of ID. It's your ID.
Well, the argument is that the previous IDs were easy to counterfeit.
Social Security card will work as well.
Don't have a clue where that is either.
What?
I don't know where my birth certificate or my Social Security card is.
Are you living a lie? Who even are you?
How
do you even know?
Real?
How do I know I'm real? That may be the dumbest question you've ever asked.
Is your name really Scott Mayo Parks?
Yeah, Mayo sounds real convincing.
Don't make fun of my dad's name. That's not,
not
cool, Oscar.
That is off. Is that your real middle name?
Oliver.
Swing and a miss.
What is
Oliver
your middle
is
name?
My middle name.
Oliver, yes.
Oliver. Can I just pass on a couple of stories that tick me off if you promise we do not make them topics because they make me mad?
No.
Number one.
Yes, you may read them, and no, I will not promise.
Number one, Kansas City, Missouri woman faces two more felony charges for the towing company fiasco. Mm-hmm. Lynette Adamson, that's the mom of the mother-son towing scam duo, allegedly.
And he faces some extra charges,
was charged too. In Jackson County Court this week with another count of forgery and another count of stealing a motor vehicle. They are literally accused of stealing a Nissan that Metro Tow took to the company's lot back in May of 2004.
Wow, they're going
yes,
way
they're
back
Yes, they're going
now.
Way back. They would not give the man's car back to him because they told him, since the vehicle had been in their lot for over 30 days, he no longer owned it. That's what they told the guy.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You took my car for no reason, didn't leave anything behind on where it went.
Then they said, they held it hostage, we'll give you your car back for $2,600.
Now, this is all alleged. They're presumed innocent until proven guilty. But if I were this family, I would just plead guilty right now so they would quit looking.
It's alleged up until the point, Sam,
they can charge you with
that
more.
Detectives found that she forged the form 4669 in this man's case.
Yeah.
There is a special place in hell.
Scum of the earth. Alleged scum of the earth.
And speaking of special place in hell, can you believe the nerve? The nerve of the woman who killed firefighter Graham Hoffman asking the court for work release yesterday with a straight face.
Yeah.
And that permission. Alleged homicidal loon asked the court to release her on a work release program. Yes, favorite student in the front row.
Yes. Hi, Ms. Wright. I have a question. For her to get work release, which I believe was denied, wouldn't she have to have a job that
yes.
was willing to take her back?
Scott, she would.
By the way, it was not denied. The judge did not rule because her public defender was unable to be present for the hearing.
The judge said he would think on it. Don't lose any sleep, Your Honor.
Yeah, the answer is
no. The answer is no.
And what job would be willing to take her back in light of the allegations Say, against her?
Qualifications. Oh, been in the news lately.
I hope she's not at a fast food restaurant. Don't let her anywhere near a knife.
Good God, I cannot. The nerve of some people. Yeah. Go away.
Made the request herself, too.
That's it. We're moving on.
Those are the only two stories you had that were going to make you mad?
I can add one.
No.
Luigi Mangione just turned 27.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm going to add to that story. The donations for his defense fund have now topped $1 million.
That was my story.
Oh, sorry.
God. What is wrong with people? By the way,
he's a folk hero.
Last thing I'm going to say, we're just going to get all of the stuff out that ticks Dana off in one segment, and then we're moving on. If you have visited the St. Louis Aquarium recently, you probably have the measles. That's it.
Well, if you went there on that one day in late April, you probably may have been exposed to the measles. But if you have your vaccinations, you're not going to have the measles.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by idiots. End of segment.
What else? No, we've still got three more minutes minimum, and Sam still has more stories.
I don't remember the finite details. It was in the stack yesterday. There was a lady at a park who called a child a series of racial slurs. And you ask what is wrong with people in reference to the $1 million that they have donated to Luigi Mangione's right. defense fund. The woman who is accused of hurling these racial slurs again at a child also has a GoFundMe that has topped $500,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Did I say that it was a child?
All right, wait. We have audio for the last story that ticked me off, but it is kind of funny, but not funny. A man in California who is an artist, happens to have longer hair, think Peter Frampton in the 70s, is out walking with his baby. You guys, he's wearing a Patagonia zip up, just to set the scene here.
Okay.
He has long, flowing, golden locks that he has back in a man bun. And he has the baby in a baby Bjorn. And if you go into the Dana and Parks file, Sam, there's some audio here. He is walking in California with his baby. A woman calls 911 and says, I would like an officer to come to our neighborhood. This is one of his neighbors. Because it looks like a homeless man has stolen a baby. He is out walking and I am following him. She follows him to his house where he goes in with his child, one of four children he shares with his wife. And police arrive on scene shortly after. Listen.
No. He just...
Someone called the cops on me thinking that I was a homeless person with a baby.
Stop.
So the cop needs to see my ID.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. No, they didn't.
Yeah. Stop. She followed me home. Stop. When I was walking the baby.
No, they didn't.
Yes. This is what I looked like wearing my Patagonia jacket.
Wait, are you serious? Someone
Yeah. You'd give him trouble about this for the rest of your guys' life.
That's the officer kind of laughing.
It's just hilarious. Yeah, I mean,
you're going for a walk or something?
Yeah, I mean, I do it like every, like, three times a day.
This lady lives, I think, a street over. She saw you. She got worried. So she followed you and then saw you walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is he laughing? I told Sam out in the newsroom.
Well, because it's just so unbelievable.
He is way more chill, like California chill, than I would be. I would have been furious. The neighbor lady lives one block away. And he does say he's trying not to be angry. He's kind of trying to see the humor in it. But he would like to meet her to explain that just because you have long hair, it doesn't mean you're a homeless man stealing a baby that then walks into your own house with said baby. If you were homeless, why did you walk into a house with your baby? By the way, in a baby Bjorn carrier.
Well, what's a baby Bjorn?
It's the sling up front. Okay. Those are not cheap.
Neither is a Patagonia
jacket. Neither is a Patagonia jacket, lady.
You want another one, Dana?
Yes, please.
Do you remember the Indian Creek serial killer?
Oh, yes.
Who was arrested in 2017.
Yeah, God, that's been
8 years.
8 years?
Still awaiting trial.
Did they order a mental evaluation? Is that why?
There has been a fight over whether or not he is competent to stand trial for 8 years after the third time that he has been deemed competent.
Those poor family members.
His lawyers are asking for another evaluation, this time from a citizen jury to decide on his competence for whether or not he can stand trial for allegedly killing seven people.
Okay. I went off the planet.
Yeah.
There's Man Bun Guy. He's so cute. He does look like a cross between like Peter Frampton and Heath Ledger.
I don't see the Peter Frampton that you see, but...
Just with the hair.
Peter Frampton was too much of a man to wear it in a man bun.
Oh, I don't know. I think if Peter Frampton were alive today... Oh, wait. Is he still alive?
Peter Frampton is still alive.
Sorry. Did he come alive?
Let me rephrase. As Peter Frampton is still very much alive today... If he still had those long, beautiful locks, I think he would look glorious in a man bun.
Did I ever tell you I met the bassist from the album Frampton Comes Alive?
You did?
He lives in Lawrence.
You did tell that story.
Is there any conversation that we can have that does not harken back to you meeting some obscure, sort of adjacent to someone who was sort of once famous in the 70s guy?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to take offense to that. Second of all, here's how I was at a Michael Franti sound check. He was performing live in downtown Lawrence, and Jay Bowman, who used to be his guitarist for Michael Franti, came over to me, and we said hello. And
he just dropped three more names in a conversation trying to suggest he's not dropping names.
He is a professional name dropper.
So Jay Bowman, I can't even remember the guy's name who plays bass on Frampton Comes Alive.
It's
Stan
it up,
something or
and
other.
And then drop it.
You know what? 913-586. 7798.
Did I ever tell you about the time I interviewed a woman who once interviewed Valerie Bertinelli? That happened.
Do you know who Valerie Bertinelli was once married to?
Here we go again. For the love of God, get me out of here.
Eddie Van Halen.
For Frampton Comes Alive.
She was married to Eddie Van Halen. They have a son called Wolfgang Van Halen. You know what? The two of you can rot in hell. You're just mean. You're just mean people.
Did you or did you not see Queen with Freddie Mercury in 1986?
I did see
Germany.
Queen with Freddie Mercury. I'm not going to give you the location. It's secret. And yes, I am the only person on this show that ever got to see Freddie Mercury in person. That is correct. And I need new friends. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Can we get an update on the cuckoo ca-choo that crashed through Jennifer Aniston's house?
Well, he was detained by her private security at her Bel Air home. Dana, by the way, looked up Jennifer Aniston's home in Bel Air.
It's a compound.
Yeah, calling that a home is an insult to all homes. That is a compound.
She was at home when 48-year-old Jimmy Wayne Carwell is alleged to have rammed his car through her gate. Security comes out, hold him at gunpoint until LAPD gets there. Here's the deal. If you look at some of the social media posts that come back to this guy's name, he's one of those people that sort of thinks like they're married or should be married.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
He calls her one being, one flesh. Throughout life, fixing to finally get to see you.
So he worships her.
Says that he loves her first. I am your perfect husband. He calls himself Christ. I mean, I bless her heart. He probably thinks her real name's Rachel.
Kind of like that scene when, what's her name? Brooke.
Shields.
Brooke Shields. When she thinks that Joey really is Dr. What's his name?
Drake Dramore, whatever it is.
Yeah. No, he's his evil twin. from Reuters, Burger King must face a lawsuit claiming that it misleads customers with advertisements that make the Whopper sandwich appear larger than it is.
Oh, for the love.
In a decision this week, U.S. District Judge Roy Altman in Miami found it plausible that some reasonable consumers in the proposed class action could be deceived by Burger King's advertisements.
I thought it was the size of this Volkswagen.
19 customers from 13 states are accusing Burger King of overstating the size of nearly all their menu items in its in-store and online ads.
Do they not have the fine print at the bottom that say, not the actual size?
They cited its alleged portrayal of burgers that overflow the buns. With the Whopper appearing 35% larger than the actual burger and containing more than double the meat.
Now, that is my experience.
Okay. Well, Sam, you should have sued.
That is a dwarfed burger.
You're all going to get a collective 11 cents.
Burger King does acknowledge that its burger photographers, quote, styled sandwiches maybe more beautifully than workers do in their restaurants, but said a reasonable consumer would know the point of menu board photos is to make items appear as appetizing as possible.
They have to. If you go in and you say this looks nothing like the ad, they have to take it back and make it.
Why can't you be sued for false advertising if you claim you are a 180-pound fit 40-year-old and the woman shows up for the date and you are 75?
And 300 bills?
People lie all the time.
Because you're not selling anything.
You're selling yourself. That's fraud.
That's a separate violation of the law.
I'm not accepting cash, or am I?
Are you?
I don't know. Today is National Nurses Day. Thank you all.
National Teacher Day.
That
Happy
is correct.
Teacher Day to our teachers.
It is also No Diet Day. Today you can go ahead and eat whatever you want and not feel guilty about it. Birthdays today. George Clooney is now 64. Angel Reese is 23, and Bob Seger is 80.
Wow.
Have a wonderful night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.